ओम अज्ञान स्मिराम लक्ष्य ज्ञानांजन सलाकया चक्षु मुनिताम येना तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोहिष्टम स्थापितम येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यम ददाति सपदार्थिकम्। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, आई थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर योर काइंडली participating in this great moment. This moment is not started by me. This was started long years ago by Krishna himself. Firstly, he spoke this philosophy of Bhagavad Gita to the Sun God, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita 4th chapter, Imam Divasati Yogam Prathama Aham Abhyam Divasam Manavet Prahu Manu Itakavet Bravi एवं परंपरा प्राप्तम एवं राजर्षयो विदु। सो इफ यू कैलकुलेट द एज ऑफ मनो, इट कम्स टू द पॉइंट ऑफ 40 मिलियन ऑफ इयर्स। सो कृष्णा सेड 40 मिलियन ऑफ इयर्स अगो एटलीस्ट He spoke this philosophy of Bhagavad Gita to the Sun God, Divasham, the name of the predominating deity in the Sun planet is Divasham. His son, Manu, Vaivasvata Manu, his son, Sikhapu, the original person in the dynasty Surya Vamsa, in which Lord Ramchandra appeared, Ikhap. So in this way, this Krishna consciousness movement is coming since a very, very long time. But Krishna said, evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayogi. Formerly, the Radharsis, they used to receive this instruction through the chain of dietary sources. That was the way of understanding Bhagavad Gita. But Krishna said, Sakalena Yoganasta Parantapa. Now, Krishna, 5,000 years ago, when Krishna was talking to Arjuna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he was perplexed whether to fight or not to fight, and just to enthuse him in the fighting, he spoke the Bhagavad Gita 5,000 years ago to Arjuna, and he said that the parampara system, disciple succession, is now broken. Therefore, I am speaking to you again, so that people may learn from you what is the purpose of this philosophy, Krishna consciousness. So, 5,000 years ago, this philosophy was spoken to Arjuna, and we are having the instruction. Unfortunately, that is again being disturbed. Because we do not receive through the parampara system, we inference, we make inferences in our own way, and therefore it is also again broken. Therefore, again 500 years ago, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed this Bhagavad Gita as a devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is supposed to be incarnation of Krishna. As Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he instructed as the order-giving master, Sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam vraja. But still people misunderstood. Therefore, this time, 500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself, appeared as a devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, that is described in the authentic Shastra. Krishna Varnam Pishakrishnam Sangapangasa Parsadam Jagvai Sankirtanam Prali Jajanti Sunayasa. So this Krishna consciousness movement is practically Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu movement. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. So Krishna is very kind upon the conditioned soul. He is trying to elevate that to the real platform of Krishna consciousness again and again. But we are so stubborn, we are trying to forget Krishna again and again. This is Bhagavad. The Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is especially his instruction to the Indian people. He is saying to the Indian people, Hama bharad bhumite manushya janma hailo jaha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Bengal, you know, in the district of Navadvip, about 64 miles from Calcutta, northern side. So, his life and precepts are there. We have translated many books. He'll find teachings of Lord Chaitanya and Chaitanya Chaitamrita, almost 17 volumes, Chaitanya Chaitamrita, and we have summarized the teaching in one volume. So you can learn about the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but the summary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is like this. He says to every Indian, not only Bengal. It is not that because he appeared in Bengal, therefore he advised to the Bengal. He is specially speaking to the Indians. Bharat bhumite manushya janma hoila ja janma sarthak kori karo paropokar. He says that anyone who has taken birth in India, Bharat bhumi is punya bhumi, the past land within this universe. In the Shastra we find even the demigods and the heavenly planets, they desire to take birth in India. India is so glorious. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is that anyone who has taken birth as a human being in India, his business is to, first of all, make his life perfect by taking advantage of the Vedic knowledge. because it is available in India. So every Indian, especially the higher circles, namely the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Kshatriya and the Vaishyas, especially the Brahmana, it is their business to make the life perfect by studying the Vedic knowledge and distribute the knowledge all over the world, paropaka. Because so far spiritual knowledge is concerned, outside India, they have got very meager knowledge. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested that every Indian, especially the higher class, study the Vedic knowledge and distribute it throughout the whole world. Bharat Hanate Manasya Janma Haila Jaya Janma Sathakari Karo Paropokar. Paropokar. This Krishna consciousness is the best welfare activity in the world, because people are in ignorance. They are, everyone practically 99.9% at the present moment, they are under the conception, bodily conception. I am Indian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, like that. That is ignorance. That will be discussed in the Bhagavad Gita very elaborately. So, the question may be this, that how I can do welfare activities for the welfare of the whole world. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu encourages. He says that Amar Agnay Guru Hoya Taro Ages. Wherever you are staying, Ages, even that country, you may not go outside, but wherever you are staying, Amar Agnay, by my order, Guru Hoya. You just become a Guru. By the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then, I have no education. How can I become Guru? How can I instruct? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, yes, that I know. But you take my order, Amaratta, Guru Haiya, Taro Hilde, then what shall I do? Jare Dako Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. You become Guru, you haven't got to manufacture any philosophy. You simply instruct whatever is spoken by Krishna. That's all. You become a Guru. So, our request is that you are so many Indians living in this foreign country for generations. So take this instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because you are coming from India, therefore it is special request to you that by the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every one of you become a Guru. And what shall you have to do? Amar Agnay Guru Haiya Taro Ages. Ages. This, this is South Africa. You are staying here. So, you preach as a Guru. What shall you preach? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jare Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna Upadhe. You haven't got to do anything. The instruction of Krishna is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Don't distort it, but put it as it is. That's it. If you do simply these things, because in the Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly said that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna says himself that matta parataram nanya kinchija sri dhananya aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate. इति मत्या भजन से मान बूढ़ा भाव समन्वित दिस थिंग यू हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड कृष्णा इज द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड एंड ही इज एक्सेप्टेड अर्जुन हर्ड फ्रॉम कृष्णा अबाउट हिमसेल्फ एंड ही सेड ही एग्री परम ब्रह्म परम धाम पवित्रम परम भवान पुरुषम शाश्वतम साध्यम So, he is accepted by the direct disciple of John. He is accepted by Vyasadeva. He is accepted by Narada Muni. And recently, within 2000 years, he is accepted by all the acharyas of India. Shankaracharya, Ramanuja Acharya, Madhya Acharya, Vishnu Swami, And lately, 500 years ago, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, there is no doubt about Krishna's becoming the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is confirmed, Iti Chamsakala Pumsa Krishnastu Bhagavansam. The original Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Similarly, in the Upanishads, in the Vedas, and Brahma Sanghita, if you take evidence from the Shastras, everywhere you will find Krishna to Bhagavan. In the Brahma Sanghita, which is supposed to be written by Lord Brahma, he says in the beginning, Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radi Govinda, Sarvakaraka. So, from Shastric evidences, from authentic evidences, from the Acharyas, from Bhagavad Gita itself, everywhere, he will find the confirmation, Krishna to Bhagavan. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mission is, that jare dakho tare kaho krishna upavesh. It is not difficult. You simply take up the instruction of Bhagavad Gita and try to preach jare dakho tare, whomever you meet. You may remain as a businessman, you may remain whatever you are, you remain a family, but in a class, this advice of Krishna, jari dakho tari kaho Krishna pade. This is our mission. So, Krishna, when the instruction of Krishna began, when Arjuna was very much perplexed, where they had to fight, because the other side was his brother, his nephew, his son-in-law, his grandfather, his teacher. So, when he saw in the battlefield all the relatives, friends, and kinsmen, so he was perplexed. Krishna was very much compassionate that he practically said, Krishna, I am not going to fight. Then Arjuna also knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So my perplexity can be eradicated only by Krishna. Therefore, he submitted to Krishna, Shishya Sriham Sadhana Prapannam. And in great perplexity, everyone is in great perplexity, there is no doubt. Anyone in this material world is full of anxiety and perplexity. So it is not only Arjuna's, problem, it is the problem of everyone. So if we want to solve the problems of life, we should accept Krishna as the Supreme Teacher. This is the instruction of Bhagavad Gita and Arjuna. शिष्यस्य हम साधुनां प्रपन्नम्। माय डियर कृष्णा, नाउ आई एम आस्किंग यू टू बिकम माय टीचर। I am asking you to become my teacher and solve my problem. So Krishna, first of all, he said that Sanjaya was explaining Bhagavad Gita before Dhritarashtra. Eva mukta rishikesham gurati sa parantapah nadrasya iti govindam mukta tusling bhavuva. So Sanjaya said that Eva mukta, Krishna, I am not going to fight. Eva mukta rishikesham, and to Krishna. Krishna's another name is rishikesham. Rishikesham means, rishik means the senses. And Isha means the master. So we have got our senses. Everyone has got senses. The master is Krishna. We are not the master. That you have to understand. I am speaking that this is my hand. But if the power of the hand is withdrawn by Krishna, we cannot act. We should understand this way. That none of our senses belong to us. It is given to us for proper use. Therefore, because it is given to us by the Supreme Lord, Krishna, the master of the senses, it should be utilized for Krishna. This is bhakti guru. We should know that although we have got all the senses, it has been given to us for use, but the senses do not belong to us. Therefore, Krishna's name is Rishikesha. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyat. Bhakti means when you use your senses, Rishikena. Rishikena means by the senses. Rishikesha, the master of the senses. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyat. This is called bhakti. At the present moment, under the condition of material nature, we are using our senses for our sense gratification. That is called condition and stage. And we are becoming subjected to so many changes of circumstances in different bodies. Tatha dehantara prapti. We are creating a different situation by utilizing senses for our personal sense gratification. And we have become bound by the laws of nature. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Yajñāte karma annatra lokayam karma bandhanam. Karma bandhanam. Yajna. Yajna means Vishnu, Yajna Purusha. If you work for Krishna, then you are doing right. Otherwise, you have become impeded. Yajñāte karma annatra lokayam karma bandhanam. This is the teaching of Bhagavad. Now, just like Arjuna, what is the instruction of Bhagavad Gita? Arjuna is a fighter. What? He is a soldier. He knew how to fight. That's all. He is not a Vedanti. He is not a Brahmin. He is not a sannyasi. He is Grihastha, householder. He appeared on the battlefield of Kurukshetra for fighting on political reasons. So he knew all this business. But he utilized his talents in fighting for Krishna. He did not want to fight as a Vaishnava. He is very kind. He said, my brothers, my cousins, certainly they have insulted my wife. They have taken my kingdom by gambling and so many devices. I know that. Still, because they are my brothers, I don't wish to kill them. This is Vaishnava's attitude. But Krishna, his business is Jada Jada Hi Dharmasta Glani Bhav. When there is injustice, it must be faced with fight. That is Krishna's verse. So, Arjuna as a Vaishnava did not like to fight, but Krishna as the supreme mediator. That is also good for everything. Whatever Krishna does, that is, God is good. There is nothing bad. So anyway, Arjuna, when he heard the Bhagavad Gita, very minutely, he was asked by Krishna, now I have explained to you the Bhagavad Gita, the knowledge, the spiritual knowledge. Now whatever you like, you can do. Jase chasi tatha kuru. Whatever you like. Now, it is up to you to don't fight. That you can decide. I have no objection because you have got little independence. But my advice is that you should fight. Now I ask you what you are going to do. So, Arjuna replied that nasto moha sati labhya tat prasadar madhusudanam kariste vatanam. Now I shall do. This is Bhagavad Gita. This is bhakti, that we have to act according to the advice of the Supreme Lord. That is bhakti. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti. So therefore, we have to first of all establish our relationship with God. Your establishment is already established, just like the father and the son. The relationship is already there. It is not. But still, sometimes the son goes out of home and maybe forgetting his father. Similarly, we are out of home. We have come from the spiritual world in this material world. We have forgotten our father. So we have to revive these relationships with our father, our God, our Krishna. That is the main business of human life. In other species of life, lower than the human being, it is not possible to revive our old relationship with God. But in this life, this is the greatest opportunity. After all, we are under the grip of material nature's law. That is explained in that. Tatha dehantara prapti. According to our desire, we are creating a different type of body. And after death, tatha dehantara prapti. Just like the child is becoming a boy, the boy is becoming a young man, the young man is becoming middle-aged man, and the middle-aged man is becoming old man. So, what is next after the old body? The next is tatha dehantara prapti. You have to accept another body. This is called change or cycle of birth and death, the transmigration of the soul. This is going on. So, if you want to, but nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to change this body. But this is a problem. One should know it. That is the first instruction given by Krishna to Arjuna, that he has changed. Tatha dehantara prapti. So this is the opportunity, human life. If we want to stop this repetition of birth and death under different obligations and different circumstances, we should take instruction from Krishna. Try to understand Krishna. That is Bhagavad Gita. And make our life successful so that understanding Krishna means, as it is stated, tatka deham punarjanma naiti mameti kaunteya. We have come from God, we again go back. If we simply understand Krishna or God, this is the whole instruction of the Bhagavad Gita. And when Arjuna was perplexed that how shall I kill Yadu Sahib, then Krishna informed him in the beginning, asachyanana sutastam eva mukta risite sangurasisa parantapa nadrusha iti govindam mukta tusning bahuva. He completely becomes silent. Krishna is not going to pass. Therefore, tamuvata rishikesa prahasan nivabharata senaya rubhaya madhye visidantam idam basaha. Then Krishna was minded that Arjuna is my friend and he so much overwhelmed with material consciousness of life. Therefore it is said, tamuvata rishikesa prahasan, he was mild. That you are my friend, you should not have done like this. Prahasan nivabharasa, senaya rubhaya madhye, between the two parties of soldiers, visidantam, he was lamenting. Because Krishna was accepted as his teacher, as the master, so he is chastising Arjuna. Sri Bhagavan Uvaca. Asachyan anusutasthang prajnavadan sabhasase gatasun agatasun sananusutan dipanti. My dear Arjuna, you talk very much, just like a learned man. Prajnavadan sabhasase. Prajnavadan means talking just like a learned man. Unfortunately, you are not a learned man. Because you are lamenting on this board. He says, gatasun agatasun cha nanusutanti pandita. Anyone who is learned, he does not lament over this body, whether in living position or dead position. So, you are talking like a learned man, but you are not a learned man. This is the first instruction. Because Arjuna accepted Krishna, he chastised him with little hard words that you are not a pandit. Now you just consider what is the position of this world. Everyone is taking care of this body. But Krishna said, gatasam agatasam sa nanu sutanti pandit. The pandita, one who is learned, he knows that he is not this body. He is soul. So our first business is to take care of the soul. And this is the opportunity, this human form of body. In the human form of body, we can understand Bhagavad Gita. Not in the dog's body. That is not possible. So, by evolution, Jaladana Vrathani Kamara Lakhavinsati from aquatic to trees, plants and insects and birds and bees, then human beings, then civilized human beings. In this civilized form of human being, if we do not take this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita personally given by the Lord Himself, then we are missing the point. This is the whole Vedic literature's lesson. That human form of life is meant for self-realization. I am not this body, I am soul, I am spirit soul. My business is different from simply taking care of the body. This is human civilization. So therefore, our Krishna consciousness movement is very important movement. We request everyone to study this movement very seriously and make one's life successful And what is that success? Simply try to understand Krishna. If you simply try to understand Krishna, and Krishna is explaining himself. When I speak of Krishna, everyone should know that Krishna means God. So if you try to understand simply Krishna or God in this life, then we become liberated. We become free from this material bonding. Taptadiham punarjanmanaiti maniti kaunta. This is the assurance they are given in the Bhagavad Gita. If you simply try to understand Krishna, janma karma cha me vidvam jo janati tattva. In truth, you should understand Krishna, what is Krishna. And there is no difficulty. Krishna is explaining himself in the Bhagavad Gita. So our only request is that all of you try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. Don't interpret in a different way. Then you understand Krishna, and as soon as you understand Krishna, you become free from this material bondage. No more accepting taptadeham. We have to give up this body. That is fatten. The cats and dogs will also give up their body. We'll have also. But before giving up this body, if we simply understand Krishna, then our life becomes successful. What is that success? That after giving up this body, we are not going to accept anything, our material body. Then we stand in our original spiritual body. The spiritual body is there within the body. That will be explained very nicely. Our mission is to come to the platform of our spiritual body. It is very simple, simply by understanding the instruction of Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made it still simplified. What is that? He advises, chant Hare Krishna. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam. Kalo Nasriva, 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 Katilan Bhatta. In these days, as we have fallen, so the method is also given very simplified. It is confirmed in the Shastras, in the Srimad Bhagavatam also, that Kali Bhutanidhi Raja, that means he is a Mahan Guna. That is this time, this Kali, this age, this is not Kali age, misunderstanding and fighting. So in this age, there are so many faults in the human society. It is just like ocean. Kalo dosa nidhi. Nidhi means the ocean. Dosa nidhi. Fault. Ocean of fault. Dosa nidhi raj. There is one great opportunity. What is that? Kirtanadeva Krishna sa mukta sangha param bhaje. If one takes to this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, Kirtanadeva Krishna, then mukta sangha, he becomes liberated. And param bhaje, he becomes eligible to go back to home, back to God. So, these things are there. Our Krishna consciousness movement is only to give you information. Just like a peon delivers the letter from a friend. He has nothing to do. So we are trying to deliver the message of Krishna to you. You kindly accept it and utilize it. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
In the name of God, I see my duty to ask this question to you from the Honorable Mr. Mr. Please, you wish me well, and I'm sure that down. Why should one pray to God?
Why should one pray to God?
Our prayer is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught. Oi nandatanaja patitam kinkaram maam bhishame bhavam bho kripaya tavapada pankaja sthita dhuli sadisham vichinpai. Just like if you are in danger, you ask your friend to help you. This is prayer. So our prayer is to Krishna, Oi Nandatanuja. Nandatanuja means Krishna appears as the foster son of Nanda Maharaj. Therefore he is addressed as Nandatanuja, means the son of Maharaj Nanda. The potidam kinkaranamana bhishame bhavam go. I am your eternal servant. Somehow or other, I am now fallen in this ocean of misguidance, ignorance. It's like if you are a person of the land, if you are thrown in the ocean, it is struggle for existence. Manasthasthani indriyani prasitithani prasit. This is struggle for it. Everyone is struggling. But what will struggle in the ocean? You may be a very big swimmer, but how long you shall swim? He will die. The only means is to take you out of the ocean. In 1 inch above the ocean is your safety. It doesn't matter how many inches you are taking from the ocean. Similarly, the prayer is, my dear Lord Krishna, I am your eternal servant. Somehow or other, I am now fallen in this ocean. Please pick me up and fix me again as the dust of your lotus feet. This is the prayer. So we should know in what dangerous position we are. Then there is necessity of prayer. And prayer to whom? To the Supreme Person, to save us. Therefore, there are so many prayers in the Shastra. Prayers means addressing the Lord to save us from this. The real saving is to pick us up from this ocean of misguidance, ignorance. Then everything is all right. As soon as you come to the knowledge that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, part and parcel of God, then our knowledge is perfect. This is called Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. This is called Brahma Realization. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasochati Natansati Samasarvesu Bhuteshu Madhvakti Lavadeva. So prayer is needed because we are in danger. And actually, we pray when we are in great danger. Suppose immediately there is some earthquake, there is some danger. Naturally, spontaneously we pray. We pray. But we forget. But the prayer, the tendency of offering prayer to the Lord at a time of danger is automatic. So we should know that we are in danger. We are in this material condition of life means we are in danger. Therefore we should pray. We must pray to pick him, to pick us. That is the necessity of prayer.
Swamiji, I would like to know from you whether
for the person to be a vegetarian or to have a simple diet, so they will be able to respond to the your cooking.
We'd like to know whether it's necessary for one to be a vegetarian or not in order to respond or understand the teaching.
Yes. Because if you want to be Krishna conscious, that is the whole teaching, you have to act according to the instruction of Krishna. So, vegetarian or not vegetarian, it is not a very important thing. Either you eat meat or vegetable, both of them have got life. That is the nature's way. Jiva jiva to jivana. One life has to eat another life. That is nature's law. But Krishna consciousness means he does not anymore eat anything which is not offered to Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. We take prasad. Whatever is offered to Krishna, we take that. So, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, patram pushpam phalam toyam jomi bhaktya prajacchati kadaham asnara. So, just like if you ask some guest at your home, he will ask him, what you shall eat, what can I offer? Similarly, when you invite Krishna to your home or to your temple, you should prepare food stuff according to Krishna's instruction, not according to your whims. So Krishna says, patram sutram phalam toyam jomi bhakta prajacchati. Anyone who offers me patram, that is vegetable, pushpam, vegetable, and little things like milk, water, and you can prepare so many other things from vegetables. If you offer to Krishna and get prasadam, then you are free. That is, yajna-sushtasino-santa mucchanti sarvati-nisa. If you accept foodstuff, which is offered for yajna, yajna means acceptance by Krishna, then you are free from sinful life. Otherwise, you are responsible either with meat or vegetable. It doesn't matter.
Is
there any question? No, one man wants.
No.
Others should be given
opportunity. I would
like to have this question. Why did one accept Krishna as God? That I've already explained. We have to accept the basic evidence. So, the basic evidence establishes Krishna to Bhagavan. Otherwise, you have no opportunity to understand what is God. Then if you don't accept Krishna as God, then present somebody else who is God, and whether he is satisfied the definition of God. So, considering the basic evidences, authorities, we have to accept Krishna as God, and when he was present on this planet, he proved that he is God. Then we have no other alternative than to accept Krishna as God.
Yeah.
With the present state of the world and the present mess that it's in today, would you say that we are advancing spiritually?
No. Practically, the present state of the world means without any spiritual knowledge. We are blind. Therefore, it is very dangerous for Gita. The spiritual knowledge we must have, otherwise we are doomed. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, we will find that you have to understand Krishna in truth. Janma karma means dhibbam. Jo janati tattva. If you simply see that Krishna is born or he has taken his birth as a human being, that is a sufficient study of Krishna. Therefore Krishna says, his birth and activity are transcendent. Janma karma means dibbam. So, that you have to study. Dibbam. Jo jana asita. Anyone who understands what is Krishna's birth, his birth and my birth is not the same. That means you have to study the subject matter very scientifically. Then you will understand that although Krishna comes as a human being, still he maintains his position as God. That is real understanding. Unless you understand this fact, you will misunderstand. Therefore Krishna says, as soon as you understand Krishna in truth, then you become liberated. Janma karma may be bam, sujana, sukhapa. Simply superficial study will not help you. Then you have to study to become a serious student of Krishna consciousness and studying, and then you will understand. Otherwise, superficial, you cannot understand.
The soul is locked in the third eye.
Locked? What does it mean? Locked? Soul is not locked. Soul, temporarily, is embodied according to the soul's desire. There are 8,400,000 forms of body. And as we are desiring, the material nature is supplying the body. It is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Ishara sarvabhutana riddhyate arjuna tisthati bhravayam sarvabhutani jantrarudhani mayaya. Jantrarudhani. Jantra means machine. So, Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. That is all pervading. And he knows what the soul wants. So he is given the opportunity. As he wants to walk, he is giving a particular type of body. Machine, jantra. Jantra means machine. And he is seated there. And in this way, he is wandering in different species of life and different planets for different times. That is going on. Jantra Rurani Maya. So, if we stop this business, if we hear Krishna, Sarvadharman Parityajyamamekam Saranam Bhajam, then our life is successful. Otherwise, we shall continue to change this jantra. One jantra to another, another, another. This is life. So, practically, the soul is not locked up, but insensible. He wants some position. And Krishna is very kind. God is very kind. He is giving the opportunity. All right. He wants like this, do it.
The question is, are you saying that simply by chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, that you can do without all of the other instructions that are in the older Vedas?
Yes. This is the special concession for the conditioned soul of this age. They will simply chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then your heart will be purified. Chaita Dasmana Mahajanam. Then everything will be revealed. This is special concession. So, you can see all the students coming, joining this movement all over the world. They are beginning chanting Hare Krishna. And gradually they are becoming purified and taking this consciousness very seriously. You can see it. Yes, Pap. My answer. Pap. First of all, you have to know what is Pap. Just like in ordinary way. In ignorance, we commit something unlawful. Just like in this country, it is said, keep to the left. And some other country, it is said, keep to the right. Say, Americans, they say, keep to the right. Now, in this country, instead of keeping to the left, if he keeps to the right, then he becomes punishable. So this is due to ignorance. So, papa means in ignorance. So if you become in knowledge, there is no more path. So, if you understand what is God, what you are, what is your relationship with God, and if you act accordingly, there is no path. This is path and no more path. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sinnadan Sapta Krishna Punna Sarvana Kirtana Vidyan Tatya Avadrani Vidhunati Suhitana. If you simply hear Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Then, gradually, you become free from all sinful reaction of life. That is Papanipa. This is very simple thing. That's all.
Would you like to take any more questions?
Go on.
One more question. Some of you, a little bit of trouble here, and I would like to pay my mind. We understand that according to the law of creation, apart from this planet, there are many other planets, which is called the universe. And the first being created by the world, by the law. I'm sure we are given these rights in a way of knowledge to understand. Now in Krishna consciousness, and we understand in this part of the world, then I'm sure it should be in the other part of the world as well. So I don't know, Swamiji, what is it we can, knowing that we are living in this part of the world, or in this planet, what could be the other part of the planet, which is called the universe? I was just reading today, the Bhagavad Gita as it is. I didn't expect that I would be able to bring about this bit of the Gita that I read in a written form. Because Lord Krishna in the Gita itself would say that Arjuna has reached stage to Lord Krishna in the 10th chapter, verse 12:14, where he mentions that he is supreme. He is ultimate, he is above place of residence, he is purified, eternal, primal God, primal, and so on, and transcendental, original, and unborn. Now, some of you, I would like to know, being unborn, then how come that Lord Krishna is born as a human being, or brought himself to that position to call himself as the Supreme Being? I would like to answer to this. Thank you.
If you have read Srimad Bhagavatam, you can see that Krishna was not born. Krishna appeared before devotee and Vasudeva as 400 Narayana. Then the father and mother requested Narayana that he have appeared as Narayana. Immediately Kamsa will kill him. Please, he become like human child. So he again immediately becomes a human child. So the conception of birth from the womb of the mother was not actually the fact about Krishna. You read Bhagavatam, you will find this description. So even though if he comes as a child, still he is unborn. Because Krishna, God, he is in everyone's heart. He shall have sarva-bhutanam riddhesha sister. So, from the heart, if he comes before you, it is a very difficult task for him. It is not at all difficult. Therefore, I say that what? What you speak of Krishna? We are part and parcel of Krishna. We do not take part. He is fine in the Bhagavad Gita. Na jayate, na mrityate va. When the disembodied soul is given here, it is said that this soul is never born. See, this soul is never born. How the super soul is born? That you have to understand. Even soul, we are ordinary soul. We are not also not born. Na jayasi, na priyasi, va sadasi, at any time. Na hannati, hannamani, sarire. So we have to study this. You have to learn this. Superficially understanding will not help us. You have to become a serious student. That is what. And so far, Krishna is seeking, he is seeking for all living entities. It is not that he is seeking for India, or for the Hindus, or for this planet, or that planet. He is seeking for everyone. Sarvajonishu kaunteya sambhavanti mutra. Krishna says, in all forms of life, all the living entities, I am the Supreme Power. So Krishna does not speak for any particular section or any particular country or any particular religion. It is for everyone. And so far, here comes that. That is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Jānti jīva bhṛtā devān kithrīn jānti kithrī bhṛtā bhūtāni jānti bhūte jyā madhyā jinopi jānti mām. Now in this human form life, you can select where you will go next. If you want to go to the heart planetary system, so you can go there. Jānti jīva bhṛtā devān. The heart plants, Udhanga Chanti, Sattaspa, Madhveti, Santi, Rajasa. You qualify yourself. So if you qualify yourself to go to the heart plant in this time, you can go. Janti Jiva Bhutadeva. And if you qualify yourself to go back to home, back to Goddess, that also you can do. Manjari no ki Janti Maam, Sri Jujitam is your devotee. Then you go to Krishna. That is up to you to make your selection. And this human form of body is meant for that purpose. If you don't utilize it for our next elevation, then you are committing suicide. That is our Krishna consciousness moment to inform. That's all. Thank you very much. Let us chant Hare Krishna.